Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Once upon a time, I wrote a story about a wise man staring out to sea, whose vision brought followers to the shore in search of wisdom. One day his thoughts seemed to stall, mind emptied, as if what he knew was no longer valuable or pertinent. Frustrated and bereft, he felt that he had no purpose or future, until a child invited him to stand up, stretch his limbs, and turn around. Seated again in the same place, with the same view of the ocean horizon, he awakened to a new vision, an exhilarating prospect conceived with the same knowledge of his past views, but now again vital and useful for those who came to learn. This clumsy parable points to the dangers of consistency and complacency, minds closed by routine and fear of change, and most importantly, to renewal and reinvention, oftentimes using the tools in hand to create new from old, an optimistic, forward-looking process that has characterized human progress for centuries. Let me give you two examples of the synergy between known technologies toward new possibility and positive outcome. The complexity and cost of ocean research has demanded more efficient and economical research tools and the use of stationary or free-circulating data collection buoys, which have become the heart of ocean data collection and observation. But these too, like their forebears, tethered submersibles and costly research vessels, have been advanced to become remote underwater vehicles that can follow a programmed trajectory and research collection plan. Just recently, a new technology, geothermal energy generation, making electricity through the expansion and contraction of a non-toxic material, generated by changing ocean temperature to charge and maintain batteries that propel the vehicle through its dives, upload its collected data via satellite to a station ashore, and broadcast its GPS location for recovery by ship when the mission is completed. Thus, we have here a link between advanced data collection and novel sustainable energy generation. This project is the result of a collaboration between Caltech and NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, the technology licensed to a private company called SeaTrek, which is pursuing its further development and use. Let's take another example on a much larger scale. Many nations of the world have invested heavily and successfully in wind-generated energy, windmills often located in coastal and offshore areas where wind velocity and consistency is at its highest. The success of this technology, coupled to solar generation, has vastly increased the market share of alternative energy generation, with some countries reporting successive days and sometimes 100% contribution to their national capacity requirements. At the same time, the world has realized a critical freshwater crisis that has challenged the stability and security of cities often located along the coast. In many such cases, water managers have turned to desalination technology to augment diminishing supply. That crisis is estimated to increase, and the demand for efficient desalination will only expand exponentially. The process is expensive, specifically because of the electrical demand to drive the pumps and equipment. Here again, suddenly, the technology link seems obvious. The connection between coastal wind power and coastal desal plants in drought-stricken and/or urban areas, so many of which are located directly by the sea. The shift is already occurring. This project is being promoted by the Global Clean Water Desalination Alliance to many national and city governments and private companies and developers as a practical, innovative response to a desperate challenge. Think of what can come of this linkage, an entirely new system for emissions-free, non-fossil fuel-based energy for power to meet the universal public necessity for adequate fresh water by which to survive. Think of the future implication of fresh, available water for drinking, bathing, and maintaining our homes and communities. As with my wise man, the answer is obvious. There, before our very eyes, everything we need to invent a future that will provide and sustain, with wisdom known and available, but only when we have stood up and turned around, optimistically to see. Once upon a time is now. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
The Earth Optimism series is brought to you by the World Ocean Observatory in partnership with the Smithsonian Institution's Ocean Portal to raise awareness of the Global Earth Optimism Summit during Earth Day weekend, April 21st through 23rd, 2017. Share your ideas at earthoptimism.si. www.earthoptimism.edu.